live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's 12:30 now, and I'm very pleased that Marion Leeper is here. Now, she's a Cambridge storyteller, and it's very nice to welcome you into the studio. Good afternoon.
It's lovely to be here.
Yes, and you've been doing storytelling for a long, long time now, haven't you?
Well, the first story I remember telling, I was 6 years old.
Oh.
So, yeah, very long time, but professionally for about 15, 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you've got an event coming up this weekend, haven't you,
yes,
at the Town and Gown. We'll talk about that one first, and then talk about the East Anglian Storytelling Festival, which sounds really exciting too. So what's the event on Sunday all about?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. Firstly, because it's really exciting to be in that little theatre at the top of the Town and Gown that many, many years ago used to be the old arts cinema.
Of course, yes, yes.
But more than that, for the shows, one of my favourite storytellers, he's called Dominic Kelly, and his show's called Mara. And now Dominic's, he's a landscape person. He's an environmentalist. He spent a lot of his life in the Lake District. And then he moved to Sweden, and that's where this show comes from. And it's full of dark Swedish myths and legends, which is Dominic's home territory. He tells these really rich, deep myths, but he's a kind of light touch kind of person. His show's very funny and very contemporary. And he came to Cambridge years and years ago for the first time, and it's just such a delight every time he comes back.
And so that's, although they say, so it's not too scary, even though it's dark, you say he brings comedy into it as well.
Well, I put on the blurb, scary monsters, and he took me to task on that.
Okay.
He said, no, it's a bit uncanny and it's a bit unsettling, but there's no actual monsters. It's about, it's about sleep.
Okay.
And dreams and sleep paralysis, and there are these legends about...
Yeah, I mean, Scandinavia have a lot of sort of mythical and like you say, dark and scary kind of, you know, as he may not like to say scary, but kind of unsettling creatures.
He's a safe pair of hands.
Oh,
he won't leave you down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other great thing about this show is the prop. So he travels with a very old traditional Swedish settle. You know, when they lived in these tiny little cabins,
yes,
you know, with all, there'd be these big settles round the fire where people would sit and sleep and keep all their... And he's got a flat pack Swedish settle. He travels in his car and it's been all around the country.
Amazing. And so what, so people sit on that?
No, no, no. He sits on it, he sleeps on it, uses
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I think he possibly even stores things in it that come out during the performance.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
So,
and
yes.
What, is this on Sunday, is that right?
It's on Sunday at 7 o'clock. No, at 7:30, doors open at 7.
Right, yes.
And we recommend coming early and having a drink, the Town and Gown first.
Yes,
it's
very nice
bunch
there, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, it is lovely. It's very welcoming as well.
Yes.
And is this part of a series of storytelling events at the...
So in May we have Hugh Lupton, who's like, he's the granddaddy of East Anglian storytelling. And he grew up just near Cambridge, and the show he's telling is based on a true story that was told him by the woman who looked after him. And it's about shire horses, and the whole show is loads of legends and poetry and stories about these they were the giants of the English landscape, and it's a way of life that's disappeared. And the shire horses, I know they come and mow the lawn in Kings every summer, but
that's quite a recent thing as well,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah, and there's not many of them left about.
No, it'd be lovely to preserve them in some way as well, wouldn't it? Keep them going and give them some... I mean, I'm sure now we should be looking at things like that for going back to the land and doing things how they used to be done. Now, so are your group that organises these, or how have these come about?
Yes, so we used to have regular events, and then in lockdown everything stopped. But we do go online. We've got a monthly online event. event, and the next one's on Friday.
Oh, okay.
And on, it's all on Cambridge Storytellers website.
And where's, what's, is there, is the website for Cambridge Storytellers, or is that, it's easy to find?
It's CambridgeStorytellers.com.
Oh, perfect. It's, oh, well, that's really easy.
As easy as it could be.
That's really easy.
Yeah.
And is that, if people want to get tickets in advance, would they get them from there? Or do you just get them on the door?
Yes, there's a website for the Town and Gown are selling the tickets for
right.
us.
So it's so on go their, to their, on website. Their website. Perfect. Yeah. Now, tell me about the East Anglian Storytelling Festival. So this is a whole festival.
It is. It's a whole weekend of stories. And it happens right in the centre of East Anglia in Stowmarket. And it's in the Food Museum. And to get to the Food Museum, you go to Asda car park, which is kind of the right place to have a food museum.
Yeah.
And you go to this rather grungy car park, and you go to this rather average looking shop front, and you walk out into 80 acres of meadows and woodland, and just beautiful with all these ancient buildings. And we're getting to take it over for a whole weekend.
Oh, lovely. And so what it's the 17th to 19th?
17th to the 19th. It begins with a school's performance on Friday afternoon, but the festival proper starts Friday evening. And it's all storytelling for grown-ups with some great storytellers in the evenings. Same storytellers, but not so, still stories for adults, but kind of family friendly.
Okay.
So you won't get anything too grim or too difficult or too complicated.
And for that one, do people come for the whole day, or do they come for certain parts
you
of
can
it?
Do anything. You okay. can get a day ticket and get an evening ticket and get the whole weekend. You can camp.
Ooh.
It is the most gorgeous place to camp. You hear owls, you're drifting off to sleep.
And is there any catering involved there?
Yes, there's a beautiful little restaurant in the museum, and we've got two food vans.
Oh,
we've got Cooking with Artane, which comes with its own toddler who apparently has a say in the menu, and
it's okay.
And the other one is a coffee van. And one of our all-time favourite storytellers is called Nick Hennessy, and he's gone into the coffee business. So every cup of coffee, you get a story through these headphones that you can put on, and you can wander around the site and listen to the story.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, so doesn't it?
I'm quite excited about that as well.
Yeah. And how do we get information about that one?
That's on East Anglian Storytelling Festival website.
Lovely. And is that a thing that happens every year?
Yeah, we've done 9 altogether.
Wow.
The first one was a few storytellers getting together in a pub just because we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the third one at the Food Museum, and it's got a bit bigger every time.
Yeah, I guess the more people want to come and hear the story, you've got to expand, haven't you?
And also we're getting more of the community in.
Brilliant.
So yesterday I was at the museum. They're running a theatre school for young people with wonderful Footprints Theatre, and a traveller heritage broadcaster and theatre maker called Dan Allen. And they're devising, well, the young people are devising this whole story that's based around the display of traveller caravans in the museum.
How fantastic.
And it's, now, that's going to be a bit gory.
Ah, okay.
There is actually a murder, and I got to see the murder. Well, I got to see the murder victim yesterday.
So that's part of, it's going to be part of this festival, or is this a separate?
Yeah, no, that's happening. They're making the show at the moment.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to perform it on the Sunday of the festival.
Oh, lovely. Oh, that sounds brilliant. Well, thank you very much for all of those. They sound fascinating. And do come back again and tell us about when more are coming on.
Yes. Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. It's Marion Leeper. And it's the spoken word event, Telling Tales, at Town and Gown on Sunday evening. And then the East Anglian Storytelling Festival over in Stowmarket from the 17th to 19th of May.
Cambridge 105 Radio.